The Third Brand.
Audio.
Last season on The Lost Tales of Adventuring, a group of clueless Americans were dropped into the medieval fantastical land of Skuldar. Kevin, Skylar, and Andrea were all brought to this world in a mysterious ceremony performed by a group known as the Priory of Bones. Slowly and stupidly, they made their way to the nearby city of Darkfall and quickly learned they were no longer on Earth. From day one, the gang is haunted by a half-man, half-goat creature named Bortok, the leader of the Priory of Bones. After learning more, the gang come in contact with a drunken wizard named Agonic. Instead of befriending the wizard and seeking help, they destroy his home and set free a dragon they lovingly called Downsy. From one location to the next, they make new friends in Olivia the Hairy-Legged, Chris the Hunter, and Thaddeus the Paladin. Their continual fuckery leads from one colossal blunder to another, making men enemies of an entire goblin kingdom, a religious sect known as the Kowayans, the town of Darkfall, the Priory of Bones, Smithy the Traveling Salesman, the town of Dewhurst, the Thieves Guild, and the Druids of the God's Forest, just to name a few. After the misadventures and the death of Kevin, the slovenly wizard Agonic transported our friends to Sonorius, where they met the wizard Crandon, whom they had been searching for. With prompt introductions and some infighting, the wizard reveals he is a specialist in necromancy and resurrects a ghostly jizzy Kevin! Once the gang is completely reunited, an angry pair of gnomes and a religious leader kidnap Andrea and disappear just before an epic showdown with the gang's nemesis, Bortok. A massive battle of Crandon's undead, our heroes, the Priory of Bones army, and a demon-possessed Bortok takes place. The aftermath leaves Chris the Hunter dead, and Skylar without an arm. Unable to defeat the evil army, our friends steal a carriage owned by the traveling salesman Smithy Wares and flee Crandon's castle with the valuable artifact known as the Spirit Well. Unable to stand and fight, our friends flee towards the city of Highfront and home to the League of Wizards. Will our friends make it? How big is the desert? You're about to find out in the brand new season of The Lost Tales of Adventuring. We drop back in to a beat-up carriage speeding away with two horses. The siege on Crandon's castle continues with Bortok now breaking off his gaze from you guys who are speeding away. And they are continuing to pillage Crandon's castle, angrily letting you escape. Speeding away, Livy, you're sitting in the back with all the Smithy's things. They're all destroyed or lost or lying around on the floor. Kokolo is on the little makeshift cot, and she's sleeping, doing the sleepy time.
Aww.
The escape lost many of Smithy's items and nearly all of his potions and weapons and all the shit he carried on the wagon. There still is some stuff on it. Skylar, you're in the front, basically riding the carriage. You're directing shit and where to go. Thaddeus has made his way up off the side, and he's sitting next to you. You guys are buddying up. Kevin, you're on the roof on all fours.
Sounds about right.
Just for on all fours. And you've left Smithy and the other orc behind, and you all are riding south through this endless desert.
Yeah, can you explain kind of general surroundings and like where, like direction-wise, what we're heading, what looks like it's up ahead?
Behind you is Crandon's castle and an endless desert behind you. And then you see the Snorious volcano that's behind the castle. Mm. Other than that, it's just endless desert in every direction.
Woo.
There's not a whole lot out there. It's pretty much a lot of flat ground.
Recalling
from a mental note made by Skylar, you remember the city of Highfront and home to the League of Wizards is southeast from Crandon's castle. You also remember the God's Forest to be northeast and Darkfall is directly east.
So, recalling from the map and the mental note, like, how, I mean, I don't know if there was a legend where 1 inch is like 2,000 miles, but like, how far it, might yeah. we think is, you know, the
you
high front from
don't,
the castle?
Based on what you traveled. Do not have a specific recollection, but the actual city of High Front would be like a week away riding through the entire day.
Jesus.
But you can get out of the desert in maybe 2 to 3 days.
That does not sound good.
Nope.
And what's after the desert in 2 to 3 days?
You remember there's just some regular habitation, forest. There's no major cities on your way to High Front. You would have to go more east to actually hit a city or a town or something like that. So it's a lot more desert,
trees and maybe small villages, random animals. And as you're riding through the desert, there's still all those random fucking cannibal elves running around. Some of them do see you and they look up, and some run after you a little bit, but they don't appear to keep going because they can't keep up with how fast you're jamming.
Yeah, we're going like 20 miles an hour or something, you said.
I make a mental note that whenever we get to a town to actually procure a fucking map.
That's a good note.
Time of day? Nighttime because the elves are out?
No, right at this moment, it's like dusk.
Okay.
So if we basically continue on direction that we're going, 2 to 3 days we'll be out of the desert. Is that right? And then about a week we'll get to where the League of Wizards is supposed to be.
Right.
And that's continuing on the southeast path towards High Front. If we were to turn a different direction, would we get out of the desert sooner?
If you were to go directly east, you remember a gigantic chasm behind the...
A chasm.
It's behind the volcano.
It's chasm.
And that in itself would take 2 days to go around to continue west. So, no matter what you do, you cannot get out of this desert in less than 2 to 3 days.
2 to 3 days, regardless.
Unless we physically turn around and go back to the castle.
Right. Which is also in the desert. You just escape from.
At this point, well, I mean, we've been in the desert for give or take 15 minutes riding, right?
Sure, you've just been riding full blast, and as Thaddeus comes up and sits next to you, Skylar, you...
Get your hand off my leg!
Get your hand off my nub, bro.
I'm sorry about that. You just kind of reminded me of Livy for a second.
Is it the hairy legs? I don't get it.
I'm sorry, it just does that for me.
You're fucking sick, bro. Fucking sick.
Kevin, you see this little exchange, and you're... Kevin, you start realizing that you're feeling a little off.
I was going to say, so being out in the sun in the desert, what is it? I mean, is there any effect on like my physical form at this point?
Drying up?
Yeah, am I leaking, drying up?
Your form itself isn't really bound by hot or cold. It's just goo. And
it's magic goo.
You're slow, but as you're traveling away from the castle, you're kind of losing your grip on reality, and you're a little bit confused and paranoid, and you're not all together at the moment.
Sure.
And it appears maybe further and further away you get from Cannon's castle, the worse it might get.
So typical Thursday.
And as Thaddeus sits next to Skylar, you see on his back that he's got Chris's mace. And Kevin and Skylar and Livy from inside, you can glance up through the front and see where they're sitting. And you can see his mace. And you guys all realize that your friend Chris is dead.
Do I still have my rod? I'm more concerned about that at this moment.
You actually do have your rod.
All right, good. Thank God. Sure. Yeah. So Olivia's down below, right?
Yeah, I'm
she's
the
inside
quarters.
The little okay. cabin where Smithy would sleep and keep his shit.
With so, my little kitty.
So, is there window? Remind me again. Is there windows on the side of Smithy's
not
wagon?
Not on the side, only out the front, and doors out the rear.
All right. So I'm gonna lean over the front into the window, and I'm just gonna like look upside down, drippingly at Olivia, and just be like, "Hey, you want to search in there to see if Smithy's got anything cool?
Yeah,
while we're riding.
Yeah. I'll search alone, though. You can stay.
Are you sure
there.
I can help?
I don't want your nasty help.
Kevin, why don't you just go help?
No.
Skylar, should I help her?
No.
Just get the fuck in the wagon.
I feel like if there's two of us in there, no. It might go quicker.
There's not enough fresh air in here. It's just fucking closed quarters. I don't want a jizz monster in here.
Thaddeus, off the leg.
What?
I said off the leg, bro.
I know.
I look at Skylar's legs.
They're only barely slightly hairier than Olivia's legs.
Dude.
I make a mental note. So
as you guys are riding away, you guys have made your way away and no one is really chasing after you. Some elves get their attention as you're riding past them, and they may get attention for a second, but nobody is actively pursuing you guys at this moment. You're just riding southeast away from the castle.
All right. Is there enough space for me to kind of saddle up behind or like in between Skylar and and Thad?
Your jizz would absolutely touch both of them.
That's not what I asked. I asked if there was room for me to squeeze in between the two of them.
Well, being that you're an amorphous blob, yes, you can squeeze into anything.
Then I do that. Jesus. Slowly and gently.
No. Slowly and gently, putting your hand on the back of Thaddeus, you slowly ooze your way between them and fill it in like some cock.
Yeah, and I put my arms around both of them.
Some cock?
Some cock.
And I go, hey, my guy.
Oh, come on, man. How am I going to get this out of my fucking clothes, man?
And I'm slapping him kind of on the back. My guy.
Oh, come on, man.
So what are we doing, Skyler? Where are we going?
We're getting the fuck away from this castle.
I remember that High Front, the League of Wizards, High Front, it's to the south, southeast from Cranid's Castle on that old map we had. I'm not sure how long it's going to take us to get there, which may or may not be a problem, seeing as I don't think we have any fucking snacks.
I don't know. Olivia's down there. I was going to help her, but she said she wanted my help. I was going to look for food.
I can search for stuff on my own.
Liv, did you eat all the fucking snacks? This is just like fucking home. Fucking Florence eating all my fucking snacks.
I've been here for like 2 seconds. Fucking relax.
So I look at Thaddeus and I go, hey, Thaddeus, is
what?
So we're going to the league. Is that okay? Are you going to be okay?
I may have to leave you before going back there.
Leave? You can't fucking leave.
You're one of us now.
No.
And I embrace Thaddeus with both of my arms.
Embracing Thaddeus, he just kind of accepts this and he tries to push you a little bit, but his hands just go inside of your goop. Mm-hmm.
How is Chris's mace attached to Thaddeus's back?
It's got a strap, kind of like a, what the fuck do you call it? A bandolier.
Okay.
There's a bandolier strap.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
How did you
Does it, know? What? Shut up. Does it, what did you say? I don't know. Doesn't matter. Anyways, does it like disconnect? Is there like, you know, is there a carabiner on the side? I could just like disconnect it or?
No, it's just a regular strap strapped to both ends of the mace.
Okay. I turn to Thaddeus with Jizz Kev embraced. And I say, Thaddeus, take these fucking reins for a second, would you?
Yeah. All right. Which way are we going?
Just southeast, man. Towards Highland. We're going to the fucking league, bro.
I don't know if I should do that. Oh, here, give me the reins. I'll get us there.
And you look at Thaddeus' face, and he looks as devious.
I'm still embracing him. And this whole time Skylar's talking to him, I'm just whispering in his ear, it's okay, you're one of us now. It's okay, you're one of us. It's all right, it's going to be okay.
Please, please take this guy with you into the cabin and search. I'll get us where we're going.
Kevin, watch him. Make sure he stays on fucking course. And then I get up. And I just go.
No! Here, please take your goopy friend.
Is Skylar is climbing into the back? I do that kind of.
I didn't say like, I was climbing into the back. I thought
you were headed to the back.
I was getting up.
Are you behind me?
I didn't get to finish my fucking sentence.
No, you guys are in a row, sitting on a seat.
I thought he was getting up.
Yeah, I was getting up, and I was just gonna go to just take the mace off of fucking Thaddeus while he had the reins in his hands.
Oh. Okay, so you're gonna attempt to do that?
Yeah, I just want to just grab it.
Sneaky Sky.
No, I'm not all being right. Sneaky at all. I'm just blatantly taking it.
I was going to sneakily try to unhook it for you, but if you're just...
Well, he said it doesn't unhook.
That's true.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Okay.
You grease it up.
Dude, come on.
Skylar, going over to Thaddeus, you're able to... Do you do anything? Like, do you just try to distract him? Do you say something?
I handed him the reins, so now he's like got his hands busy, you know?
So you just go straight for it and try to yank it off?
Well, Kevin's in the middle of us, so and we're on like a bench, I'm assuming, because it's a carriage.
Yeah.
And so like I get up and I just kind of like climb over to the other side.
Kevin?
Do you
sit in Kevin's lap?
I don't think I could.
I'm sitting in Thaddeus' lap.
I think
lap,
he would just
kind of
squish out if I did something like that. So I got to like go around him, you know?
All right.
And I just go to like try and just like grab it and like lift it off him.
All right. Attempting to lift the mace off of Thaddeus, you try to lift it off and you get it up and around his head, but his arms holding the reins are blocking off the strap for you to pull it away.
Well, so it's just around
one arm.
What
are you doing? I found this fair and square. It's mine.
You didn't find shit, man. This belongs to us. This is ours.
I found it. Finders, keepers, you're stupid.
You're fucking stupid. Give me it. And I yank it harder.
All right.
Skyler, you're going to crash us. Stop it.
In the process of yanking the mace strap, you pull his arms, and it yanks the horses off course, and the horses are now riding due west towards the chasm.
The Tsar?
Hmm?
The Tsar? Chasm.
What?
Sarcasm.
Oh, wow. No.
I'm losing my mind.
You're losing your fucking comedic talent.
We were all fucking dumbfounded.
Way to kill the fucking vibe.
No, no. No, no. He's losing his mind. Well played. That's good RP. RP that D&D.
I RP the best.
You guys just got RP'd.
Jesus.
All right. So you guys are heading directly for this chasm.
Still going to be a couple days. Like, I don't think a little.
No, no. You got about 10 minutes till you get to the chasm.
Oh, it's been a couple days that fast?
I thought you said the chasm was like.
No, to go around the chasm and then go west, it would take a few days. Right. You're heading directly at the chasm.
Jesus.
And it's fucking gigantic.
Chasm like a cave? Is that what you?
No, a gigantic fissure in the
ground.
Oh,
like the Grand Canyon.
The Grand Canyon of sorts.
Yeah, it's a Grand Canyon. Yeah. You're riding towards the fucking Grand Canyon.
Do we know from...
I don't want to go there.
Do we know from the map...
Are we going to the Grand Canyon?
No, we're not. It's hot.
Do we know from the map, like, is the chasm, like, is it like... I mean, is it like the Grand Canyon where it stretches for, like, a long, like, period of time? Or is it just basically like an empty hole that we don't know what the bottom is?
You do not. If you were to go there, you don't. Well, you don't know.
But I mean, map wise, like the chasm, at least, like, could we tell like how long it is?
From like top to bottom, to ride all the way across it would take you a week.
Okay, so
and the width is at least 500 yards across.
Do they have donkey tours to the bottom?
I could throw a football across that chasm.
I bet I could throw a football to them mountains.
That sargasm?
The gasm.
Like orc.
God damn it. All right. So you guys are riding directly at the chasm now, and Thaddeus is just doing this because he doesn't know what to do.
I go to grab the reins.
All right. Kevo, going for the reins, your droopy goopiness can't really get a good grip on them. You can't handle them.
I lean back, and I put my hands behind my head, and I just start whistling.
Livs, tell this jerk to give me the fucking mace already.
Hey, Thaddeus.
Yeah, yes, my little pussy fart.
Can we have the mace? It was our friend's mace. He died in vain.
But, sweetie, schnookum cakes.
Those aren't... No.
Pussy fart. I found this. I found it.
We found it first with our friend Chris.
But it's the law.
It's not
so
the law.
So you're saying you stole it and then
are
now me stealing is
law
not
to
okay?
Me? No! No! Give us the fucking mace!
Isn't this cute, us fighting?
Are you high?
Maybe.
Then give us the mace. It's not a big deal.
I'm high on love.
I'm
high on love, pussy fuck.
I get tired of this nonsense. I take my forearm cannon and I put it directly to the back of Thaddeus' head.
Oh,
and
Jesus
I say, you
Christ.
Give me the fucking mace or you're done.
Give him the mace. Wow. Give him the mace.
And I go, Thaddeus, I'd give him the mace. He's killed lots of things.
He does not have the time today, Thaddeus.
Thaddeus peers over and looks directly down the empty barrel of your forearm cannon.
Well, I'm pretty scared, buddy.
It's a good bluff, Skyler. It's a good bluff.
I hit him in the face with it as he's turned around. I just cold cock him.
All right.
Tired of Thaddeus' shit.
Yeah.
Arm off.
All right. In a long, sweeping backhand, you clobber Thaddeus right in the face, and he immediately goes unconscious.
Do I get the mace?
He let go of the reins. The reins are falling on the ground, and the horse is just riding unencumbered.
How close are we to the...
And you are now able to take the mace off of his arms.
Yeah, I take it.
How close are we to the chasm?
You've been riding directly towards it, so you'd be there in about 5 minutes.
Can someone grab the reins, please? Grab the mace, grab the reins.
I now have the mace, and he's just, just slouched over?
Yeah. And as you're looking at him, it appears that he's slowly teetering off, and he may fall off the carriage.
Oh,
I start slapping him in the face.
What happened to the reins? Are they still up at the bench, or did they fall to the ground? They're being dragged.
They fell down in with the horses.
Okay. So then I take the mace, and I throw it into the carriage through the front window.
All
right. Back towards Liv's.
I catch it.
Okay.
All right, hold on.
Olivia in
the
face.
No.
I have to roll for that.
No, I catch it.
Four.
Mitchie. I mean, DM Master.
Livy catches the mace when you throw it in.
I mean, I didn't necessarily throw it in for her to catch. I just was tossing it in there. Just
oh, I know. I know.
But yeah.
You didn't care at all. That's why I had to roll.
I didn't care. Yeah. Livy catches it. I still don't care.
Anyways, I catch it regardless.
Okay. So then after, now that I'm mace free, how far ahead of the carriage are the horses?
They're not too far. If you were to maneuver your way down and towards the ground, you may be able to get them, but it is awfully precarious.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
Precarious.
I mean, we're headed straight for a fucking
I can't do anything.
Chasm.
Like,
get in, Thaddeus.
go ahead, Skylar. You can make your maneuver first.
All right. I'm gonna try and work my way down the front of the carriage. And try to jump onto like one of the horses to like whoa, Nelly.
So you're gonna jump on a horse,
a moving horse?
Well, we're all moving at the same speed. I've seen it in the movies 100 times.
No, I mean
the carriage goes awry.
You do this, but I'm about to roll jump, for you.
Yeah,
do
I got gotcha.
You.
Well, hopefully, I just don't like fall and get hit with a wagon wheel and get cut in half or something. You know?
So while Skylar's doing this, I'm gonna try to come inside. Ugh, Thaddeus.
God, do you have to say it
which
like that?
Which orifice?
I'm assuming he has...
I have to think about
has,
it so hard.
He has pants?
Well, I thought
yes,
you had like armor
pants.
On. Like, you're going to have to go somewhere in the face.
Yeah, yeah. I'm gonna go the mouth.
Ears, okay, eyes, nose. Mouth.
No, I'll go mouth. Mouth seems like the easiest option.
Well, his mouth is agape.
Yeah,
so
I'm gonna come inside his mouth.
Yeah, God.
Agape.
How do you enter his mouth? What first?
Seriously?
This is very important.
Oh, yeah. God.
Let's go feet first this time.
Feet? So you do like a geez, cannonball?
It's going to be like
yeah,
it's just going to make it harder.
It's like a little
you know what?
Foreplay.
No. Let's do that thing where like I put my arm, like my hands, fingers in his mouth and kind of open it and then just like put my head in like that. Like I'm being reversed birthed through his mouth.
I can see it happening. reverse birth. Oh, God.
It's called opposite birth, I believe. It's called opposite mouth birth.
All right, Kevo, in attempting to come inside of Thaddeus, it does not appear that you are able to do so. In smushing and just globbering around, you kind of get some of your sploosh in the back of his throat. And some of it gets around all over his face, but it doesn't appear that you're able to possess him as you have been possessing people before.
Now, does it appear as though it has something to do with like the current state I'm in, or possibly something having to do with Thaddeus himself?
It
or do
could
I have
be
an idea?
Either one.
Okay.
You do not know, but you are incapable of possessing Thaddeus.
All right. Okay.
But you do get your ectogism all over his face and in his mouth.
Ectogism.
And you hear him kind of gurgle coughing.
Ectoplasm. It was a ghost.
Yeah.
And he's still unconscious.
All right. So when I realize I can, I just close his mouth.
That's very polite.
Wow, nice guy. Thaddeus's mouth is no longer agape.
Perfect.
Just his asshole.
You guys are riding directly towards this chasm.
Can
still.
We turn?
You guys are 2 minutes from
did
entering.
Did I make it to a horse?
I go to remove Thaddeus's pants.
Oh, God.
Just kidding. I'm joking. All
right. Well, I need to know what exactly. You're just jumping onto, like, the horse.
Well, you
like,
said if I had to work my way down the front of the wagon at first.
Right? It's up to you.
Well, you said if
I mean,
were to work
my way
down. Do
you want to jump onto, like, the saddle of a horse? Do you want to step down
into
the...
Do they even have saddles? Because they're attached
to
a wagon.
Yes, they both have a saddle.
Huh. Interesting.
And they're connected, and there's a little wood piece you could
like
technically
the
stand on.
And, like, the things...
But the reins are just flapping and slapping all over the ground. Like a flaccid penis.
Oh, God.
Yeah, Game of Thrones reference there.
Yeah. Wiener.
Nice and soft. All right.
I make a mental note that after all the adventures and all the episodes and all the danger that we've been in, Skylar is about to die from jumping onto a horse and then falling getting trampled by a wagon.
I ain't dying.
I'm just making a note.
I ain't dying,
for his
bro.
Eulogy. For his googly later when I give it.
You googly?
For his googly.
I want to like work my way down the front and like kind of like, because you know there's that wood piece that goes in between and then like the cross piece to go to the horses, right?
Yeah,
so I want to kind of like.
So you're being safe. About
yeah, I don't want to
just
like.
Leaping
I don't
want to
fucking
saddle.
Pull a Libs and Harrison Ford dive right on the back of a horse. Like
you're being safe about moving from a or jumping from a moving wagon onto moving horses.
I'll work
horses.
My way down totally and try safe. And like get across, but I definitely need to get on the back of at least one of the horses and either pull them, you know, a left or right, or like if I could just whoa and stop, you know, but I got to get on a horse first to.
Okay. Skylar, maneuvering out and stepping gingerly and softly out, you are able to make it to the horse on the left.
Whew.
And you do have some reins that you can attach right by his face. So it's up to you now what to do. You safely have made it.
That way we can safely grab the reins. Just try to.
So I just want to grab the reins and just whoa Nelly, and I just want to stop for a second.
Whoa Nelly.
All right. In doing this, you're able to whoa Nelly the left horse. The right horse continues forward, now spinning you into a left way circle.
Oh God.
And now you're just kind of riding in a circle.
Skylar, I don't feel so good.
I just continue to try to get the horses to stop.
With the centrifugal force, Thaddeus' body is now teetering ever closer to falling off of the carriage.
I reach through the window and grab his arm.
His arm is in his lap, so you would have to grab
serious?
The waist of his pants.
I grab a loop of his pants.
He doesn't have loops.
Will, are you fucking... God damn it. Does he have pockets?
We're waiting for you to grab something, all right?
He just has a waistband.
Okay, I grabbed the waistband of the side of his pants.
The side waistband of his pants. Okay.
Okay.
All right, Livy, reaching out.
Is that so hard?
Well, reaching
out. I don't know, is it?
I see what he's trying to make me do. Okay.
Reaching out, Olivia, you grab the waistband of his pants, and almost immediately upon your touch, Thaddeus awakens and grasps at your hand. I knew you cared about me. I knew it. I could tell. I love you so much, pussyfart.
Oh, God.
Aww. I look back and I put both of my hands on my cheeks. And oh, look at these two.
I'm at a loss for words.
This is the love story of our time.
It is not.
Of the generation, Thaddeus. Of the generation.
Thanks, juice man.
And then I let go.
Got it, bud.
You let
go? I let go.
Well, at this point, you realize Thaddeus was faking it the whole time. And he's spitting out some of the jizz that he let Kevin put in his mouth. In order to basically make this happen, he went through all of that.
He wanted that. What a freak. Thaddeus, okay. Freaky boy.
I asked Thaddeus, I say, hey, can you get this other horse and get him to stop before he topple over?
Of course I can. Thaddeus, jumping down to the bottom part of the wood holding the horses, leaps forward and...
dies.
Shut up, Kevin.
And dies.
Jesus. In leaping towards the horse, he's looking back at Livia the whole time to see how she gauges his masculinity and his heroism.
Shoot him, McGavin.
And in doing so, does a couple little bow and arrow hands, and his distraction completely misses the entire horse, carriage, and everything, and lands on the ground next to the horse and rolls off to the side.
I do a face palm.
And the horses are still riding in a circle.
God damn it.
I mean, I've only got one hand here, guys.
I've tried to grab the reins. I just goo through them.
And also at this point, you guys are staying kind of stationary, so some elves are now running towards you guys.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, my God. Okay, so I climb through the front window. All
right.
Okay. Why are you rolling for that?
No, you made it through. You made it through the window.
Okay. Okay, so then I slowly, using the same maneuver that Skylar did to get on the right horse.
Ooh. Livia, you're able to make it onto the horse, and you do have a grasp on the reins, and you are able to take an action.
So I do a whoa Nelly, if you will.
All right.
Whoa Nelly.
Whoa Nelly, you both have finally brought the horses to a stop, and there's dust everywhere. And it's kind of obscured your view in every direction. You're not able to see those elves that were running towards you anymore. There's just a giant dust cloud in every direction you're looking.
I throw up from being dizzy.
Stupid. Can we see Thaddeus? Stupid.
Olivia successfully vomits on Skylar. It's on your shoulder.
Fucking sick, dude.
Jizz on one side, vomit on the other.
I slowly goo my way off of the carriage and down onto the desert floor and just start walking west.
You can't tell what direction because of all the dust that is kicked up.
Okay, so I slime down off the right-hand side, and I just start walking straight.
Alrighty.
What the fuck are you doing, man?
All right. Kevo has started walking away from the carriage.
Just shambles.
Kevo, what are you doing?
Kevin, get over here. What? Kevin?
Huh? What?
Can we see Thaddeus?
What?
You cannot see Thaddeus, but you can still see Kevin.
And I start going, Thaddeus! Oh, Thaddeus!
Kevin, be careful. We're close to the chasm. Yeah.
Close to the gash.
You're close to a chasm? What? And I just keep walking.
Oh, my God.
Thaddeus!
All right. As Kevin proceeds forward. Okay, Kevo proceeds forward, and now you've lost sight of Kevin in the dust.
Oh, my fucking God.
Can they still hear me? Because I'm just continuously.
Yes, they can still hear you. They can still hear you.
I get off the horse, and I go to the back of the carriage to check on Kokolo after all that fucking spinning.
Fair. All right. Skylar, what are you doing, buddy?
Jesus.
You can, now that you have it stopped, you can kind of put the reins back up on the bench of the carriage.
I'm thinking because the elves are still obviously coming after us a little bit. How much
dust?
The dust
has obscured everyone's view, even the elves. So,
yeah,
I mean,
well, because you were saying it was dusk as we were riding away, but then previously I thought the elves really only came out at night.
You may have inferred that.
Yeah, I don't think we actually figured that out.
I thought that was
out.
In one, like, a couple episodes.
No, they were active at night, but then we realized, because when Bortok was attacking, they came out
they
and attacked.
Fuck it.
Yeah, so yeah. I think it's just a magic thing.
So, okay, so I grabbed the reins, and I get them attached back up to the bench, and I tell Livs, I'm going after Kevin!
Right. You can hear Kevin in the distance, so you can kind of track
well,
where the noise
is. I saw which direction he headed off in before I lost sight of him as well.
And Olivia, you've made it to the back, and you see Kokolo now. When you get up in the back, you see that Kokolo has vomited.
Oh,
and,
oh my God.
There's like an entire human arm that she's vomited out.
Kokolo, chew your food.
I'm sorry. You guys kept going in circles. I don't understand why.
I threw up too, Kokolo. It's okay. How are you feeling?
You did too. We're vomit friends.
Well, yeah.
Vomit friends.
How are your burns?
They hurt a lot. I can't move my back legs.
No, the healing stuff didn't help.
Well, it doesn't burn anymore, but I can't move my back legs.
Oh, God. Can you feel them?
I made poop on myself.
No.
Kevin!
Cut outside to Skylar. Skylar, you're running as Kevin was walking away, and you're able to catch up to Kevo. And now you're right up next to him, and you can see him.
Oh, hey, Skylar, what's up, man?
Kevin, hey, and I go with my one hand, and I try to just grab his shoulder, like, Kevin, hey, and I want to shake some sense into him.
Hey, Skylar, it's good to see you, and I give him a hug.
Hugging Skylar, you do get a fair amount of jism on him. And at this point, the sun has gone down and it's pretty dark out at this point. But you can see in the distance glowing red eyes coming towards you.
Oh, God.
Oh, look at those pretty. Look at those stars.
Oh, fuck. Kev, that's fucking Bortok, bro. We gotta go. We gotta go. And I'm trying to get him to not hug me and lead him back to the carriage.
What's the rush, man? I'm looking for Thaddeus.
Skylar, you are able to kind of get a little grip around him. You're getting a lot of jizz on you, but you're able to kind of maneuver him and move him back towards the carriage.
You think this is the first time I've had jizz on me?
That's fair.
I'm used to it by now.
Yeah. So you guys are now on your way back to the cabin. And Livy, as you're talking to Kokolo, you hear like some little tappies and scratchies on the side of the carriage.
Okay. I peek out the back window, but with the doors closed.
The back doors? There's no back window. There's just doors.
So the doors are all see-through?
No.
Stop trying to change reality, Olivia.
You have to open the door to see.
Gotta give her A for effort on that one, right?
100% see-through, right?
So those doors are see-through?
I was making sure. You know, sometimes they have little peepholes in
the
doors.
They are not see-through. Okay. You would have to open them to see out of them. But they are closed at this moment. You do hear little scratchies and taps on the outside of it right now.
I do a loud scream.
Ooh. What does that sound like?
Typical woman.
Well,
oh,
This will get Thaddeus's attention for sure.
Should I scream?
It could be. It could be Thaddeus at
well,
the
back
door.
What are you gonna do when you hear the scratches and tappies?
I'm gonna scream.
All right, go ahead.
Okay. What is that? Yes.
Jesus.
Yes. Redlined it.
You're gonna have to edit that down.
Nah, it's fine.
That's good.
I'm sure it's fine.
It needs eardrums.
With your scream of that sound, the scratches and taps stop immediately, and you're not sure what's going on now. But Kevo, Skylar, you both hear that, and you guys are coming up to the carriage now. You can see kind of it's blurred in the darkness and dust.
Do I have to continuously like drag Kevin along at this point?
Are we just going to the carriage? Yeah, I would say once you start pulling me, then I'm gonna just kind of
you're going to the carriage willingly now. Okay, so now that I have my one free hand free again, I reach into my bag and grab I get the ruby sword.
You got that.
Okay, so I grab the sword and I'm like, we got to pick up the pace. And I try to get us to go to the carriage faster.
How far are we from the carriage at this point?
You guys are close. You guys are like 50 feet away.
And can we see it, or is it still obscured from the dust?
It's dark and it's dusty, so you can't see everything totally clearly, but you can see the outline of the carriage.
Okay.
Yeah. So you guys are encroaching. Yep. Livy, you don't hear the little taps or scratches anymore, but you're looking down at Kokolo, who's now up on all fours. It looks like she can use her back legs now.
Oh, good.
She's up on all fours, looking around. What's going on, Livy?
Kokolo is a liar.
So
Kevo, Skylar, you encroach back on the up to the carriage, and you see Thaddeus, who's up next to one of the wheels, and he's fallen on the ground.
Fallen hurt, or?
Yeah, he looks like he's a little injured.
I walk up to Thaddeus and inspect him.
All right. Kevo, looking over Thaddeus, it looks like he's either passed out or he's unconscious.
Like, for really this time?
From what you can tell, he appears knocked out, but he does have scratches and some bleeding, and it looks like he's got a little road rash from eating it off the side of the carriage.
That's what she said.
So he does appear to have a little bit of injuries to him.
I look around and just kind of survey the area.
All right. Immediately upon turning around, an elf has gotten all the way up to you guys at the carriage and has launched itself directly at Kevin.
I intervene and try to slash the elf in half with the ruby sword.
Wow.
Shit, son.
While he's doing this, I am standing just whatever.
Willy-nilly. Like willy-nilly Kev.
Yeah. All
right.
Standard.
Okay. Skylar, seeing the elf encroaching very quickly in its glowing eyes, you're able to get right in the way, and you take a huge slash, and you try to go like vertical sideways or horizontal sideways?
Upward backhand slash.
Ooh.
So like a tennis backward hand volley?
Ooh, yeah.
A one-handed backhand.
The listeners can't see this, but this motion here that I just...
Picture,
you know, he's
Serena
jumping
Williams.
At, he's jump, is he jumping at Kevin or jumping at me?
Kevin.
So he's jumping at Kevin, and so I just, you know, if he's going across this way, and I'm like... Whoosh,
it's like
fuck you, dog.
So it's a diagonal bottom right to
upper. Yeah, bottom my right upper to left there.
He's right trigger to left trigger, then to left bumper.
Triggered. I'm not a millennial. Technically, they put me in that category, but that's fucked up.
Okay, in the process of whipping that sword out and towards that direction of the elf, you are able to take a huge slash into the right side of its ribcage. But it still continued forward, plowing into Kevo and splattering Kevin everywhere.
Ugh. I hate when that happens.
Most of him lands on top of Thaddeus and some on the side of the wagon. And the elf appears to still be attacking and scratching at things. But it is injured. Livy, you hear a large thud against the side of the wagon.
Oh my god. Oh fuck. Okay.
What's going on?
I don't know, Coco.
I should
I
go
know.
Outside and eat stuff.
Oh god. Okay.
I'm going to go now, Kay.
Liz.
No! Wait. Yes. What?
Get the fuck out here.
Okay. So, I grab the mace, Chris's mace, and then me and Coco jump out.
Oh shit. All right.
Do you kick open the back doors or
yes,
swing them?
Yes, I do.
With authority and hot feminism, you kick the door open.
I spit hot fire.
And you jump out to the ground and you see a gnawing and thrashing elf with glowing eyes just kind of tear-assing all over everywhere and looks just totally like he's seizuring and attacking everything.
I tell Coclo, sick him! Eat him, eat him, eat him!
Ooh, really?
Yes,
oh,
yes,
okay.
Go now! Now, now, now!
Okay,
I still can't talk to animals, so I don't know what the fuck is going on.
Okay.
Did I lost that animal potion then at some point, huh?
Well, no, there were only two doses. Drink,
yeah, there was Olivia did one, Chris did one, and then they gave the last one to Coclo. And I'm just a ghost, so I can
good
hear
to know. Yeah.
So, Olivia, now that you've gotten out and you've sicked Coclo on the elf, she runs up and you notice her jaw unhinge much like a snake, and she's able to eat from the foot all the way to the knee of this elf in one bite.
Oh, remember to chew.
And she doesn't bite through it. She just kind of has her mouth attached to it and is now kind of waving it left and right like a cat does when it has an animal.
Oh, my little hunter.
How big are these elves? I don't think we ever...
They're this small. One here, probably a little over 5 feet, and it's super lanky and skinny.
Oh, damn. It's like a lot larger than I thought. Okay.
I was totally expecting them to be like 3 feet. I
was thinking they were like halflings or something, but yeah, okay, that's
so it's
good.
It's basically like the average description of a crackhead.
Very much like a crackhead. Okay. Yes.
Welcome to Stockton.
Well.
And she still hasn't bitten through it, but she is biting and gnawing on the up to the knee, and you and she's kind of got it subdued, and now it's trying to slash down at Coclo.
How far away am I from where it is
you're
now?
Right next to the shit.
Then
and
I go.
Kevel, you're in bits and splooges.
I go to. Well, as Coclo's got it somewhat contained, I want to go for a stab at the elf's head.
Oh, head stab.
Head stab. Got to finish it.
Okay. Skylar, having a more sedentary target, you're able to take your sword and jab it right through the side of this elf's face, immediately making it go limp.
Nice.
Oh, thank God.
And as you do this, Thaddeus kind of wakes up. And you see some of Kevin leaking off the side of his face.
Oh, God, what happened? I didn't think I'd be able to make it back.
Make it back from what?
I fell, you know, because you decided to turn the carriage and made me fall.
I didn't do shit, bro.
Thaddeus, shut up.
Oh, my God.
I was going to look really, really awesome. And
I just turn around and just face palm.
You just made me so less extraordinary by your childish actions.
Am I pulling myself together yet? Damn it.
Yeah, you're slowly like T-1000.
Nice, I was going to say that.
Do I have arms?
Not yet. But you are starting to pull together into one thing. You have a mouth. You always have a mouth, even when you splatter into a million pieces.
Oh, okay, all right, good.
Yeah, no matter what, your mouth is always ready for love. I mean, ready to talk.
Either or. All right.
So the red eyes that I thought were Bortok coming, was that just the elf?
That was just the elf.
Okay.
And you start hearing some scurrying from the distance, and the dust is kind of settled at this point, but it is dark out. In the distance, you can see maybe 4 or 5 more sets of eyes out there.
You guys, we need to go.
We gotta fucking go. We gotta go. Let's fucking move, man. And
I can't go yet. I have more to eat.
Oh my God. Okay. Do I have a sword? I have knives, right?
You have your bow and arrow, and you have daggers.
And you have that big mace that you grab.
And you have a giant mace.
I cut the elf up in smaller pieces for me to gather up, and I put it in the carriage so that she can eat it while we go.
That would take a lot of time.
No, it won't.
You can try to like cut a couple pieces off like really quickly, but you couldn't chop up the whole fucking elf.
Okay, I chop off a couple pieces.
Like from the hamstring and the thigh?
Both the legs, because she likes the leg.
Oh, she likes. All right. Yeah. Livy, in an attempt to get Coclo some more food, you're shaving off part of this elf's legs.
Shaving legs?
Yeah. Oddly enough, Livy is shaving legs.
Huh. Strange.
Doesn't sound like me.
She can do it to elves, but not herself.
The elves are encroaching. At this point, Kevo, you do have like a Stay Puft Marshmallow Man form. Okay. You're not fully Kevo'd yet, but you are a big blobby man.
I just walk to the back of the wagon and you just climb, just kind of slumber inside.
All right. Kevo has slobbered his way into the back. Skylar, Livy, what are you guys doing?
How's Thaddeus doing? Is he still on the ground?
He's pretty hurt, but he's made his way up to like his knees and he's like got himself up on one of the wheels of the carriage.
Livs, help me get Thaddeus into the fucking back.
Okay. okay, okay, okay. Am I done cutting up the legs?
Yeah, you're good at this point. You do have an elf that's about to get to you.
Oh, fuck. Okay, I use one of my arrows, not one of my special arrows, to just shoot
A regular arrow?
A regular arrow. Right. I shoot it at its neck.
Jeez.
And so you arch back your bow and arrow, and you've taken aim at the glowy eyes?
Mm-hmm.
All
right. Well, at the... Whatever, yes.
The closest eyes to you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Pew, pew.
All right. Livy. All right. Firing an arrow, you hit directly between the red eyes, and they collapse to the ground, and they fade out.
Okay, fuck yeah. Okay, Kokolo, go in the carriage. We got to get Thaddeus.
But there's another one for food out there.
No, no, we don't have time. We need to go.
But oh, yeah.
Fucking listen to me. This isn't the time.
Oh, okay.
Okay, go.
Kokolo makes her way, jumping back into the back of the carriage, and you guys are working Thaddeus to get Thaddeus up in there?
Yeah, I've already been trying to, like, drag him toward to the back edge of the...
You guys are able to work Thaddeus up and in as more elves are encroaching. And at this point, Kevo's in the back with Thaddeus, Kokolo, and Livy, are you getting in back with everybody?
Skylar, can you handle the reins yourself?
Yeah, I got this shit.
Okay, and I get in the carriage.
All right. Livy hops up and back, closes the rear door. Skylar, you run up to the front and grab the reins.
Jump up on that bench.
All right.
So Olivia jumps in the back. Mm-hmm. Do I notice her?
Pretty much everybody's in the back except Skylar.
Do I notice her get in the back?
Yes, you do.
I pop up and I go, Olivia!
Don't.
Hey!
Nope,
Olivia!
Don't
and I give her a hug.
No, you don't.
Or at least
I move
towards her to give her a hug. Olivia!
Can we roll for that, please?
Oh, we're rolling. 20.
No.
20. What was it?
He rolled a 5 and she rolled an 18.
Oh!
Olivia does her patented swerve and swerves out of the way of the hug and... Kevo, you just walk right into the back door and fall out of the back of the carriage.
Oh,
oh, come on.
Are you fucking serious?
As you fall out of the back.
Wouldn't the doors be locked?
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
Damn it.
All right. That's fair.
No,
do I notice Kevin fall out of the back while I'm on the front of the carriage with the reins?
That's a fair question. No, you do not.
Skylar, wait. Skylar, wait.
Now you recognize.
What the? What? What? We gotta go!
Skylar, fucking Kevin fell out of
running.
That carriage.
An elf has made it to Kevo and jumped onto Kevin and is now gnawing and thrashing at his jizzy body.
No!
That's not gonna taste good.
Yeah.
I
kind of try to force myself inside of the elf.
Oh.
So, right. Like, he's trying to eat me and I'm kind of like, okay, big boy!
You asked for it.
Sexually assaulting the elf, you're able to slowly make your way down its mouth and into its throat, but you're just kind of in its digestive system and you're not possessing the beast anymore. Hmm. And it's pretty much eaten half of you, and now half of Kevin is inside this elf.
What half?
What the fucking
the
fuck?
Top half.
Top half?
Yeah.
Okay. Do I get another move or is it their turn?
No, you're inside, you're half in and like being chewed up and eaten.
How far away is the next elf?
So you didn't answer the question though. Does he get another turn?
Does he get another turn? Or is
yeah,
that, okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right. I would like to try and...
You're going to Ant-Man? Thanos' ass right now?
I'm going to try and expand. I mean, I know I can't expand myself, but I'm, you know, I can change shapes, I would imagine.
Yeah,
so I'm
going
to try and expand myself to explode out of him.
Fair enough. Okay.
Or at least burst like his stomach or
yeah,
intestines
at least
or something.
Blow
right?
open his rectum.
While inside of the elf,
crack
it doesn't
ribs.
Appear you're able to like explode open the elf, but in trying to push out, you've basically started coming out of every orifice of the elf. You're coming out of its eye sockets, its nose, its mouth, its butthole, and its wiener.
Is he choking? Because I would imagine
he
can't breathe, right?
Because you are forcing yourself back out of this elf.
I'm going to continue to do that until he dies, or at least passes out.
Okay, so you're going to try and asphyxiate him with your jizz.
Yeah.
Are there any nearby glowing eyes approaching?
Yes, they are still coming.
But how much further away? Like, give me a timeline. How soon until the next one?
By the time Kevin gets out of this guy, there's going to be another elf on you guys.
Okay, I jump down, grab one of my daggers, and I slice the throat to kill the elf. To make it quicker.
Jesus.
All right.
And I yell, Kevin, get out.
That's pretty fucking easy because he's already choking on Kevin and can't see shit because there's jizz all over his eyes. Mm-hmm. You walk up and you're able to easily slit the throat of this elf. And Kevo, you basically explode out of the rest of the orifices because it's not fighting you anymore. And now you're T-1000ing on the ground back together again.
Okay, come on.
So I'm pulling myself towards Olivia and trying to climb up her to be like, let's go! Come on!
Liv, there's no time. Just scoop them up in your fucking bag.
Fuck. Okay, so I'm like, I'm digging and gathering and, put them in my, okay.
Skylar, my foot, don't forget my foot.
Fuck you. I grab his foot. I grab all the pieces. I have all the pieces, okay?
Skylar, looking behind you as Livy is, all of her attention is on gathering up Kevo, and Elf is about to jump and pounce on Olivia.
Okay, so then, I don't have any bows and arrows.
Nope.
Olivia, I can still talk, right?
Yep.
I go, Olivia, duck!
All right, Olivia, in your distraction, Kevo yells that out. What do you do?
I duck.
Just down on your knees. You go all the way flat to the ground.
I duck down to my knees.
All right. Crouching down to your knees, you jump.
I jump.
Kevo, what do you do?
She does have jumpy boots.
I do.
Do I have enough
Don't forget form about to... Those.
You're a blob. You're not even a Stay Puft. You're just a big blob.
And you're inside Olivia's bag.
No, she was carrying me in her arms. So she drops to her knees. Okay. And then what happens?
I think I saw this on a video one time.
Which direction is the
elf? Wasn't this much cheese.
Yeah. Which direction?
There actually was.
Which direction is the elf jumping from where we're at?
From behind Livy, who's facing you, and you're facing at the elf.
So basically, she's facing the back of the cart. I'm in her arms. It's like a young baby.
Yeah.
That's
correct.
I attempt to wrap myself around Olivia to try and like protect her.
Thanks.
Jizz shield.
Yeah. Jizz
shield.
That's a good. I mean, I hate it, but sounds good.
All right. Attempting a jizz shield.
It's like a condom.
You cover Olivia in your jism, and it's all over Olivia from head to toe. Literally, not one inch of her is not covered in your jizz right now.
God damn it.
And the elf jumps completely over the both of you, and your shield didn't really matter. And the elf just cleared both of you when she ducked.
So is the elf on the top of the carriage?
No,
or?
The elf cleared both of them and jumped.
So basically
like
because she ducked.
Perpendicular to the carriage, so he didn't hit that at all. And lands about 10 feet away from you guys and lands and does a roll, spin around, and now he's staring back at Kevo and Livy.
I pull out one of the demon jizz staffs.
Ooh, okay.
And attempt to demon jizz the elf.
God, there's so much of this.
Yeah, this is
ectoplasmy jizz.
Hey, this is different. Well, I could have nature rotted maybe, but we've had bad luck with those.
We still don't know they work.
All right, so you're just gonna try and blast.
Well, we were in Bortok's lair, and they didn't have any effect at all. They didn't work.
You're gonna blast this on.
On
Mr. Elfman.
The elf that missed the jump, yeah.
Skylar, aiming out towards the elf, you fully unload your demon load right
that feels nice.
The elf, and it covers him from head to toe, and you hear the screeching cries of the elf as it's burning alive. And it's dead. And there's steam coming off of the dead body.
It's time to fucking go.
Okay.
Please, God, let's leave.
Okay. Thank you, Skylar. And I run and jump in the back of the carriage and yell, let's go. Okay.
I like to imagine as Olivia's running, it's like running one of those fat sumo suits because I'm still covering all around her. So it's like her thighs are like rubbing together.
It's like a wave machine.
Yeah. Like that sloppy, like wet sound. Like...
Oddly enough, your jizz on her legs acts as though it's a nair, and it's taking the hair off of Olivia's legs.
Finally.
Hey.
Welcome.
Olivia's legs are smooth as a baby's bottom.
Oh, yeah.
From the nair effect of Kevin's jizz.
From the acidic effect.
All right. You guys make it into the back of the cart?
Yep.
I don't
I'm
know.
Just going with where she's going.
You're the DM.
All right, so you guys are going. All right.
I don't make the rules. I just think them up and write them down.
Any other detours, assholes? is what he meant to say.
I start, I close the doors and start rubbing Kevo off of me.
Fair.
Like, you start rubbing. Shaving. Shaving
the rest
off.
Of the hair. Is she totally hairless now?
Shaving cream.
Yeah,
she's shaving cream.
Most of her body is now hairless.
No, not my hair.
She still have hair on her head.
Your head and eyebrows are still okay.
Damn, that would have been a great outfit.
That's very convenient.
No, just the hair, neck and below, hairless.
All the hair is gone.
And now it's implanted on my body where her hair was.
Oh,
maybe it'll help keep you together a little bit.
Yeah, right.
Kevo now has hair inside of his jizz body.
Oh, God. I wonder if that's going to...
He's like floating around.
He just hella looked just like defeated right there. Just like, okay, fine. Like,
gotta go somewhere.
Does it tickle?
Kevin.
Does it tickle your pickle, bud?
It's kind of pokey.
All right, you guys have made it in. Skylar, you're up at the back of the reins.
I just set the demon jizz rod down on the bench next to me and
yeah.
And I try to turn back towards our original course of
southeast
towards high front.
Looking up at the stars, because you can't see much in the darkness, you can kind of guesstimate what south is and make it to southeast.
Yeah.
You're somewhat pointed in that direction, and you've yeah.
I'll take your. I can kind of guesstimate, and I won't ask any questions about that.
Thaddeus, kind of awakening out of his unconsciousness a little bit, he rests his hand on your leg, and he goes, "What happened? Where's all that sexy hair?"
Kevo has it now, and I point.
What?
Why
does Kevin have it?
He kind of used himself as a shaving cream. Or
what's going on?
Shaving
Nair.
Shield.
He tried to protect me from an elf because you were unconscious and you couldn't do anything. So I guess I'll never forgive you for that.
No.
Burn! I just hear that from the front. I just yell out, "Burn!"
Oh God!
And I get up and I point in his chest and I go, "Yeah, asshole!" And then I walk to the front where Skylar's.
Oh, I'm so defeated.
And then he looks over and sees Coco.
"I don't have to do what you say anymore."
And then Coco laughs at him.
That's right. And I pat her little head.
And you just see Thaddeus look down, utterly and completely defeated.
Well, he should be.
He's totally defeated at this point.
Yep.
And
good.
You guys are now riding off towards the southeast?
Yeah.
See.
All right. As you guys are doing this, you hear a massive sound from the distance, and
of course we do.
Skylar, so if
a massive sound somewhere.
Did the DM fart? I don't know.
It's kind of like that sound from Star Wars Clone Wars where
terrible
the sonic
movie.
Boom thing has a delay in the sound after you see the light.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Is it just like that? Is it another retarded dragon or drunk wizard?
Hey, we still don't know what happened to Downsy.
Stumbling and bumbling wizard, some dwarfs. What's it going to be? Who knows? What's it going to be this time, guys?
But you fucking eat a dick.
Yeah.
Is it Guy?
You're only making it worse.
Is it Guy Dumont?
While riding, all of you are...
Guy.
You hear this and you see a red hue of a wave coming towards you and out in every direction. It's coming from all directions and you do kind of gauge that it's coming from Cannon's castle. Kevin, you are splattered all over the inside of the carriage. You get all over Thaddeus and Skylar and Livy. Livy, the spirit well you see fly out from underneath the little bed, and it slams against the back door, and it appears pressed firmly against that door. You're all able to recognize it's being pulled out and towards that door.
I can notice this as well, even though I'm up on the front.
Yeah, because you felt the huge explosion, and you look behind you, and you saw that.
I attempt to pull it off the door.
Okay.
What the fuck?
Oh my! What red hue nonsense just blasted our friends? Gonna have to check it out next time. So we are back, mother effers. Season 2 has begun, and you'll be getting a new episode every Tuesday night. We had a nice long break, and I got my comic book Starship Spaceship off the ground, and we are back to some podcasting. Thank you for all the love and support in the off-season. I know it was a long break, but we're back, and hopefully better than ever. This season, we're looking for your input, anything and everything. If you've got something to say, be sure to find me on Twitter at Mitch Stockton or thethirdbrand.com or thethirdbrand on Facebook. And most importantly, comment and rate us on iTunes. The more we get there, the more exposure those fucking algorithms will give us. So we gotta play this game. Do it! Until next time, for Skylar Robertson, Olivia Ogilvy, Kevo Modesto, I am Mitch Stockton, and may your journey be magical. Kevin's car keys that you took back from Smithy.
Damn right.
Oh, you took those back?
Fuck yeah, I did.
Goddamn car keys.
You got a breastplate on Skylar. You know how hard it is
to find replacement keys for a 92 Toyota Toyota Camry? Not easy.
Well, in Skuldar, probably pretty hard.